God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know of a guy I grew up with. He and I wound up, we'd have never thought it, when we were ripping around the country being boys. We'd have never thought it, but he and I both wound up in school for ministry.
Hallelujah.
It shocked both of us. It really did. I mean, if you'd have known us, I had no intention of being a preacher. None.
Amen.
None. But God knew.
Yeah.
And this running buddy of mine, same thing with him. And eventually we wound up in different schools. But he and I were discussing something one time, because he was getting actually a higher degree than I was in my education, and I wanted to see if I'd missing out on some things. And I said, well, you know, what about such and such subject? And he said, well, now he's probably changed some on this since then, but at this particular time, this several years ago, he said, well, he said, Dr. So-and-so, in his book on such and such, he holds this position. But before he could get there, he said, but other Dr. So-and-so in his book on such and such holds this. And it was a completely different belief. And he said, but on another, third Dr. So-and-so, he gave me about five Dr. So-and-sos and about five different opinions about what this was. And I said, well, what do you believe about it? He said, well, Dr. So-and-so has some merit in his position, but other Dr. So-and-so has some merit, and I thought, buddy, I hope you don't have to stand in this area anytime soon, because you don't know what you believe. Right? And it's no good in the wilderness when you're under the gun, or when you're dealing with temptation, and you say, well, Mama always said, or in our denomination, we believe, that's not going to cut it. You got to be able to stand there and say, it is written.
Amen.
Yeah, right. Amen. And you know it's written.
Amen.
And you're fully persuaded.
Amen.
That's the people that'll stand. That's the people that have dug deep. Amen. And built their house on the rock.
Amen.
You know what the rock is? Now, I'm going to shake you just a little bit. It's not just the word. You go back there and read it sometime. It is being a doer of the word. That's what the rock is. Amen. It's not just the word. It's being a doer of the word. That's what plants your house on the rock. Well, let's keep reading. He said, Jesus asked him a question. What do you believe? Do you believe that I am able to do this? What'd they say? Huh? What'd they say? Yes, Lord. That's why they're in the book here. Then, well, you understand, if they hadn't had faith to receive, there wouldn't have been anything happening. They wouldn't have been here. Then touched he their eyes. Touched. And he said what?
According to your faith,
be it to you. And their eyes were opened. Whoo, glory to God. How many believe this really happened just like this? This is no fairy tale. This is no story that's just been passed. These two men lived and existed in this day just as really as Jesus lived and walked in this day. Were they really blind? They were really blind. Could not see. And in a few moments' time, did a miracle happen in their eyes? And they could see. Huh? Does that make you happy? Can God still do this? Does he want to still do this? Has he changed? No, he never changed. People change. People say stuff has passed away. People quit believing, but that didn't change God. He's the same. Did they really begin to see again? their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. Went around and told everybody anyway. Let me read this to you out of the Living, and then we'll begin to break it down by verse. In the Living translation, it says it like this. Jesus was leaving her home. Two blind men followed along behind, shouting, O son of King David, have mercy on us. They went right into the house where he was staying. And Jesus asked them, do you believe I can make you see? Yes, Lord, they told him, we do. Then he touched their eyes and said, because of your faith, it will happen. Everybody say that out loud. Because of your faith, it will happen. And suddenly they could see. I like all of that, don't you? Suddenly. Suddenly, I like suddenlies. It was like this, and then suddenly, it was a different way. It was a different way. Things can happen so fast, can't they? I said, things can happen. We studied about last week. That woman was 12 years. Now, that's a long time to be hemorrhaging and in pain and go through all the stuff that she did. 12 years. But in a moment of time, when she touched, the next thing you know, suddenly, hemorrhage is gone. It's all dried up. She feels in her body she's healed. Standing up testifying. After 12 years. I don't care how long it's been that way. How many believe it can change suddenly? It can change quickly. If you believe. If you believe. I've had the privilege of laying hands on a lot of people and praying for a lot of people. And I've seen some suddenlies. I've seen some recoveries over a period of hours and days and weeks and some even months. But I've also seen some suddenlies. I know prayed for a lady one time, deaf in one ear. And I mean, when we laid hands on her, deaf in that ear, took the hand off, she could hear a watch tick. Just like that. Suddenly. There was a woman one time, had a big growth on her wrist, about as big as my fist almost. And I put my hand on that, and we cursed that, commanded it to go away. I felt it collapse under my hand. It was pressing against my hand, and all at once I could tell there's space under my hand. I took my hand off, it was flat, just like mine. She said, it's gone. I said, I know. I see that. And we shouted. Everybody say suddenly.
Suddenly.
I'm going to say, well, I don't know if I believe. I didn't ask you to believe it. I was there. I don't need convincing. I was there. Amen. But if you want something to happen for you, you better believe it's possible. You better believe God does things like this. Amen. I've had people tell me, you know, they don't believe in miracles in this age. I tell you what, when you need a miracle, you'll believe in them. Huh? We've had some people before, they weren't from our particular group and they didn't particularly like us, but they got in trouble. And the doctors told them there was no hope. And people told them there's nothing could be done. And next thing you know, they start calling us.
Amen.
Why? Well, no need start calling their bunch because they don't believe in miracles.
Right?
Right? No need calling the folks that preached against it.
Amen.
Hmm? You know, the Bible talks about, you know, he that walks with wise men will be what? Wise, but a companion of fools will be destroyed. You know, what if you walk with people that believe in poverty? Well, you'll be in poverty. What if you walk with people that don't believe in miracles? You won't be bothered with them. Right? You ought to find some folk that believe in miracles. Find some folk that believe in prosperity. That believe in healing. Hang with them. Talk to them. Amen? Shout about it. And iron sharpens iron. And you can tell them what you believe. And they say, yeah, I believe it too. And shout about it. Amen. Well, keep reading. He touched their eyes. He said, because of your faith, it'll happen. And suddenly they could see. And Jesus sternly warned them not to tell anyone about it. But instead, they spread his fame all over town. Now notice verse 27. Look at it verse by verse. Two men followed crying. One translation says they kept calling out. Another one said they shouted loudly, and they said loud, Son of David, have mercy on us. Now, Son of David is a term that identifies Jesus as the one who should come. It's a very respectful term, and it's a term confessing faith that he is the fulfillment of Scripture. But turn over a few pages to the 22nd chapter, same book of Matthew, and I want you to notice a very significant part of this Son of David phrase. Matthew 22 and 41, 22:41. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think ye of Christ?" Now, what does the word Christ mean? Anybody know? Christ means the anointed one. The anointed one. "What think you of the anointed one? Whose son is he?" And they said what?
Son of David.
The son of David. So another way of saying son of David is to say what? The Christ. The anointed one. So when they're calling on him, Jesus. Jesus means Savior. Savior. Thou son of David means what? The Christ, the anointed one. So in other words, they're saying, Savior, the anointed one. Have mercy on us. Everybody say Savior.
Savior.
Anointed one. What is the healing power? What was it that changed their eyes? Something had to change in their eyes for them to go from blind to seeing. You know, sometimes people get so hung up on the natural and on natural science and on walking by sight. If they can't figure out how it could be changed, then they use the words impossible. Well, the spinal cord has been severed, so it'll be impossible for them to ever walk again. Said who? Said who? Who made the body? Does the maker say it's impossible to walk again?
No.
Well, spinal cord cells don't regenerate. Says who? Huh? Says who? All things are possible with God. And all things are possible to him or her that believes.
Amen.
If you believe your spinal cord can be regenerated, then it can be.
Amen.
If you want to believe it can't, then for you it can't be.
That's right.
No. If you believe that you damaged your liver and damaged your glands with drugs and abused them when you were younger and you just have to put up with these problems, then you'll just have to put up with them. But if you believe God can fix what you so foolishly damaged. Well, man, I used to drink all this. I drank and drank and drank. I've damaged my liver and I guess I've made my bed hard. I just have to lay in. Hey, God is a healer. And listen to this now, if you always did everything right, you wouldn't need any mercy. That's what mercy is all about.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Two Blind Men, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-808. That's R-808. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.